Dots from Space, Voices from the Past by Amy Mason and Anna Kresmer. From the Editor, this is episode 4 from our monthly serial, Dots from Space. If you missed any of the earlier episodes, refer to the January, February, and March issues. Drawn ever onward by the mysteries left behind by the previous inhabitants, the team rolls through the maze-like corridors, paneled in smooth wood, to the far side of the empty building. At long last, they reach the end of another seemingly endless hallway and discover that they are standing on the remains of a large deck. Watery sunlight shines down on the explorers as they spread out to examine the debris strewn across the deck, while the soft breeze brings the sounds of water in the bay to them. "There's nothing here but dirt and rocks, ma'am," Lieutenant Commander Jot calls out, as she forms a trowel and eagerly begins to shove some of the detritus away. "Wait, there's something over here. You better come take a look at this, everyone." The triumphant urgency in Counselor Mote's voice leaves the entire team with little choice but to clamor to see what she has found. "Report, Counselor," Captain Dottie commands. The Counselor rolls a few feet to the side to reveal the twisted metal remains of a large charcoal grill lying on its side on the ground. Putting her trowel to good use, the Lieutenant Commander begins to sweep away the dirt to reveal grilling tongs, now long rusted, and a heavy-duty grilling glove riddled with holes. Eager to show off, the Counselor quickly explained, "It appears to be the remains of a rudimentary cooking method, Captain. Unlike our species, which can simply absorb nutrition from the materials we come into contact with, I surmise that the inhabitants of this world burned their food with fire and then ingested it." "A most inefficient system indeed," mused Dr. Spot. Young Bean, curious as always, reaches into the pile of rusty metal utensils and pulls out the crumbling remnants of a pair of sleep shades. "What do you suppose this was used for, and why would they need it for food preparation?" he asks. The crew all ponder this question for a moment, but it is Counselor Mote, rolling her rotund body in a small circle on the ground in her haste to be first, who beats them to the punch. She pulls the sleep shades from the ensign's appendage and plasters the mask to the surface of her body. The impression of a nose and mouth appearing below it. Isn't it obvious? This is a ceremonial mask used to ask their deities to bless their food. "Interesting theory, Counselor. However, I think there is a simpler explanation. Their mission was to teach others that there were alternatives to using sight to complete everyday tasks. I believe that this device was meant to discourage the use of sight during educational activities." "Sight, Doctor?" asks Lieutenant Commander Jot. "From the evidence that we have gathered on this planet so far, we have discovered that most of the inhabitants used the perception of light to interact with their environment. However, not everyone used this method. Those that did used what was called sight, while those who did not or could not rely on this sense used alternative techniques and called themselves blind." "And what are you basing this theory upon, Doctor?" Captain Dottie inquires. "Simple, Captain. I read it in this article I found in the hallway. Bracket note, link to The Hierarchy of Sight by Eric Guillory, Future Reflections, Volume 33, Number 2. https://nfb.org/images/nfb/publications/fr/fr33/2/fr330211.htm. Close bracket.